If coffee robs you of sleep, switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Lum and Abner. In some families, when Father comes home at night, it's a signal for this sort of reception.
Hey, Jackie, here comes Pop. Come on, let's get him to play a game with us.
But in other families, the father's homecoming often has this effect.
Hey, Jackie, Pop's coming. We better keep quiet, because he looks awful grouchy.
Now, you'd certainly hate to be that second father, wouldn't you? Yet, in all honesty, maybe there are times when you not only look grouchy and irritable, but actually behave that way toward your family. Perhaps it's because you don't sleep well at night. Something causes you to toss and turn on your pillow. And it may well be that that something is coffee nerves. For it's a fact that while many people can drink coffee without being kept awake, many others should leave it severely alone. So if you suspect coffee robs you of sleep, switch to a Postum. For there's no caffeine, no stimulant, nothing in Postum that could possibly keep you awake. The distinctive full-bodied Postum flavor, its cheering warmth and fragrance have made Postum the favorite mealtime drink in millions of families. And Postum is very economical, too. It actually costs less than 1/2 cent a cup. So if coffee prevents you from sleeping, drink Postum instead and see if the change isn't of benefit even in a few days. After a fair trial, say of 2 weeks, see if you aren't sleeping a whole lot better than before you switched to Postum. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, friends, it looks as though the Women's Protective Association, through a brilliant piece of strategy, may also win the second round of its battle with the Men's Protective Association of Pine Ridge. First, the wives stopped cooking and doing housework for their husbands. Now, they've locked the doors and refuse to let their husbands even come home anymore. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner over at the Jot 'em Down store discussing the matter.
Personal, I don't care where you get the thing straightened out or not, Abner. As long as the women folks here in town won't let their husbands come home, it's helping our business down there at the tourist camp.
Oh, yeah, that thing's been packed. But I tell you, Lum, I'm getting awful tired of staying down there. I bet you I never slept a half hour last night. That Caleb Wehunt snoring.
Snoring?
Yeah, no, me.
Caleb singing in the cabin with you?
Oh, yeah. There's five of us in there.
Five of you in one bed?
Oh, no. They got some pallets there on the floor and sleeping there that way. Some of them's enjoying it, I reckon. Sit up and play pitch half the night. But I sure ain't. I wish they'd get the thing settled. I tell you, I want to go home.
Well, you fellas is licked. I can tell you that right now. When I heard the women folks of the town had organized theirselves, I know who I seen it. You might as well just call the whole deal off.
Yeah, well, personal, I do too, Lum. And I think to some of the others that like to give up the idea of that Men's Protective Association, just forget the whole thing.
Well, why don't you just take out and withdraw from the organization? Go on home where you belong.
Well, I would, only some of the fellers say that I'll be a quitter if I do.
I wouldn't care what they said. If I wanted to go home, I'd go home.
You would, huh?
Well, sure. You can't sleep around in tourist camps and eat canned goods every day. Fellers got to have some hot victuals.
Yeah, well, they're going to open up the restaurant today. Luke Spears has got a cook from the county seat coming in. Went in there Saturday and hired a Chinese one.
Well, all the men in town can eat down there in that one little restaurant.
No. Well, I don't know how it's all going to turn out. I'll tell you, it's got me worried to death.
Well, I can tell you how it's going to turn out. The women is going to win. You fellas are just butting your head against a wall.
Well, Squire Skimp says that they'll give up if we'll just wait long enough. He says they'll be begging us to come home.
Why, you men are the ones that's going through the hardships. The women is all at home. Got a nice, comfortable house. Hot-cooked meals.
Yeah, Yeah, that's right, ain't it, Dad? Blame it.
Oh, they can hold your feet to the fire. You have to give up.
Hold our feet to the fire?
Why, sure, they've got the advantage of you.
Well, are they threatening to do that now?
Well, they can.
Oh, me. I know this now. That's carrying things too far. Well, they're liable to cripple somebody for life. But I just don't believe Lisa Best can hold my feet to the fire by herself long. She ain't stout enough.
Well, a whole bunch of them could. They're organized. They want to stick together.
Yeah. I might as well just give up right now then, for that's something I just can't stand. I know I dropped off to sleep down at the barber shop one day, and they gave me a hot foot. Put a hunk of shoe polish on my shoe and set it on fire. Doggy, if I hadn't run into old Grandpa Masters and knocked us both down, I believe I'd have been running in. I just can't stand for my feet to be burned.
Well, I don't mean they're actually going to hold your feet up against a fire.
Well, holding a fire up against your feet, then. I don't care how they do it. I just can't stand it long.
Well, they ain't going to burn your feet.
Well, they will if they get that fire too close. They're liable to get excited and not know what they're doing.
I told you they ain't going to be no fire.
Oh, how they going to do it? With a hot arm?
No, of course not.
Acid?
They ain't going to burn your feet at all.
Well, what did you say they were, sir, then?
I said they're going to hold your feet to the fire. I never said they're going to burn them.
And I'm telling you, if they do, they'll burn mine. My feet is awful tender, love. I just can't stand it. Well, I'll sit right here in this chair and might not give myself a hot foot just by putting my feet up on a railing around that stove there. Had to run myself down nearly.
Yeah, but what I...
I come in here one day with my shoes wet and popped them up there to dry them out, left my feet in them, and I just might not...
And then grabbed that bucket of drinking water there and jumped right in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When my feet get to burning, I've got to have water. Yes, you got to have it. Just ain't got a lick of sense. I actually believe I'd jump right in a well. I just got to have water.
You're just getting yourself all worked up over nothing, Abner.
Nothing? Why, that's the way they torment fellers in books, Long. Find out where the money's buried and all that sort of
stuff. If you shut up a minute, I'll explain to you what I mean.
You don't have to explain it to you. I told you I've had my feet burnt before, and I'm telling you,
Oh, for goodness sake, hash up about your feet.
I won't hash up about them, no such a thing. They're my feet. I can talk about them if I want to.
All right, talk about them. I don't care.
Well, I can just stand as much pain and suffering as the next feller till it comes to my feet. I tell you, that's something I just can't stand on.
Oh, dear goodness.
Where are you going?
I'm getting out of here. Do you get that subject off your mind?
Huh?
You can get a idea like that in your head, and nobody can straighten you out on it.
Oh, well, come on back, Lum. I won't talk about it no more. I never know.
Here comes Grandpappy Spears. Talk to him about it.
Oh.
I'm going over to the tourist camp and see if I can't collect from some of them fellas you've been sleeping over there. I'll be back after a while.
All right.
Howdy, Grandpappy.
Don't throw my money on.
Hey, where about you, Abner? He's sitting back
there with the stove. Oh. Come on back, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, Abner.
How are you this morning?
Oh, just only tolerable. Tell you, this ruckus we're having with the women folks just got me so tore up. I just ain't that much.
Come on, me neither, Grandpap. I'm just as nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose right now.
I hear this morning they had a meeting and decided to picket the town now. Or shutting down the street carrying a bunch of signs, one thing or another.
Oh, well, Lord me, you ain't heard nothing, Grandpap. You ain't heard nothing. Long just now let it slip that they're going to torture us.
Torture us?
Yeah. Going to take us one at a time and stick our feet in the fire till we say that we're going to withdraw and break up our men's protective association.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they can't do that.
That Grandpap, that whole bunch of women jump on a feller at once, why, he wouldn't have a chance with them. I tell you now, we got to do something. I've just stood just about all I can of it.
Well, what are we going to do, Abner? Squire says the fella that withdraws from the organization will be boycotted by every man in this town.
Well, I'd a heap rather be boycotted than to have both my feet burned off. I'll tell you that right now. I don't care what you or anybody else says, Grandpap. I'm going to withdraw from the organization.
You can't do that.
I'm going to anyway.
You're taking an oath, don't you recollect?
Well, oath or nothing. I'm going to keep my feet in good shape, I'll tell you that. I'm going to call Elizabeth right now and give up, too. Tell her she wins and I want to come home. That's where I want to go.
Well, you're going to make a lot of fellas mad at you, Abner. You won't have a friend left in this town.
No, but I'll have two good feet, I'll tell you that right now. That's worth more than friends.
And I don't believe Sherry would stand for me to do that to me. Why, they're liable to cripple a fella for life, anyway.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. It's dangerous, Grandpap. It's, hello? Pearl? Is your mama there? Tell her I'd like to speak to her. All right, honey. Bless her heart. Grandpap, that crazy Moore's Mooch is one woman is at the head of that organization. You know, she ain't got a lick of sense in her head.
Yeah, I know she's pretty bad.
And she can talk the rest of them into anything. They get nervous, excited, get over there and get to talking. They'll agree to do anything to us.
Mob violence, what she call it.
Yeah, something. And Moses woman tickled her to death to burn on Moses' sleep.
Crazy. Well, hurry up with the phone there. And wait a minute, I better call Sheridan and tell her I'm coming home, too. Tell her I withdrawed.
Yeah, well,
or she wins.
Well, that's the thing to do. Hello? Elizabeth? Oh. Said what, honey? Oh, well, tell her I've just got to talk to her, Pearl. It's a life and death matter. Yeah, hurry up, honey. Tell her to get to the phone in a hurry. Yeah, see there, Grandpap? Elizabeth won't even talk to me. I'll tell you, when she won't talk, Grandpap, she's dangerous. I've saw her freeze up before. Wait a minute, where are you going, Grandpap?
I can't wait for that telephone, Abner. I'm going over there and withdraw right now.
Well, as usual, it looks like a complete victory for the Women's Protective Association. You know, when a youngster has a will of his own, he certainly uses it to get out of doing things he doesn't like to do. And many children don't like to drink milk. So you have a clash of wills, scolding or pleading on your part, temper and even tears on your little milk rebel's part. It's a pity, too, for there's such a pleasant, easy way to get children to drink milk. You really owe it to your peace of mind to try it. Postum made with milk. Now, there's a drink that your child will actually beg for. Because Postum's so grown-up looking, it has such a mellow, distinctive, full-bodied flavor that children honestly can't resist it. You can give a child all the Postum made with milk his heart desires. For Postum is simply roasted whole wheat and bran, slightly sweetened. It contains no harmful stimulants of any kind. Postum won't spoil young appetites for other foods either, because it's not an over-rich, heavy drink. Easy directions are on the Postum container, and you can use either fresh or evaporated milk. Remember, mothers, from now on you won't have to coax or scold the child who doesn't like plain milk, not if you follow this suggestion. To make milk enjoyable for such youngsters, give it to them in its most tempting, delicious form, Postum made with milk. Next Wednesday evening at this same time, when we again visit Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night. Columbia Broadcasting System.